Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have with us today Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is my sponsor here on CSC Talk Radio, and we're always excited to have her on. We try to talk economy and common sense, and I'm just not sure there's much of either one left.
It certainly is puzzling.
It is. I mean, I'm looking at the headlines, and it's really comical. If it wasn't so sad and serious, but you look at the headlines on some of the I don't really want to call them conservative, but they try to. I think they're a little bit more balanced, maybe in some respects, not in all respects. But like Newsmax and the Daily Signal from the Heritage Foundation and all those, and I look at those, and then I have this news site that I kind of joined a year or so ago. I never can use anything out of it, but I've got a big kick out of just reading the headlines, because the headlines. There's not one single headline in a positive way towards the Republican or any conservative side of anything. And Harry Reid celebrates Labor Day with a call to continue supporting workers. I mean, their titles just. That one's not as bizarre as some of them, but some of them are just really bizarre, and they're way
out
there.
Do you pay for that, Beth?
No. I pay for it later, but not money-wise. So last night I'm watching the news, and I was kidding my producer before we went air and acted like I was having a coughing spell. Because that's all we heard about last night was Hillary's coughing spells. And I think that there's something wrong. I do. I really think there's something wrong with the woman. And if I didn't loathe her so much for what she's trying to do to this nation and has done and all the lying, I feel pretty sorry for her. But, I don't want anybody to be deathly ill. And I really think that she's got some serious issues that are going on, and that's not good. But I was kidding him and told him, I just started coughing before we went on air, and he kind of got tickled at me. But anyway, it's just absurd what's on the air, what's on all the news and all the journalists, what they're covering. And of course, we've got the lawsuit going on in Fox, and the one gal got $2 million. I don't know what happened.
20.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but they said she's going to move on. And I'm thinking, that kind of money, that probably helps with the move.
$20 million, you can move on quite
easily.
Nicely.
And I'm thinking, I don't know what got said or done, but that's a lot of money for
Greta, she quit also. I heard that there'll be a lawsuit coming on that one, too. And what's interesting is Fox is paying that lawsuit,
instead of the gentleman that was the criminal, so to speak.
Yeah, but there was rumors on Bill O'Reilly, there was a paid, he settled out of court and so forth, how many years ago, 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, where he had a little bit of hanky-panky going on in the set and so forth and harassed someone. So,
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And then, I'm not defending the guys. We're really off topic here. I'm not defending these guys. But at the same time, if you and I sued every time somebody made an inappropriate comment,
we wouldn't be doing these programs.
No, we wouldn't. We'd be moving on.
We'd be moving on with 20 mil.
I guess it's just never been the rich person that's made the comments.
But. Well, it's one thing, though. I mean, I can all my years in the insurance business, the banking business. So the banking business, you did have to dress a little more conservative. The insurance business, I always dress conservative no matter what. But you look at these TV analysts and hostesses and so forth. And, you know, I mean, they're dressed.
They look like they're dressed for a night on the town. They look like they're dressed for a night on the town.
Yeah, I mean, it sells. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's selling. And sex sells. It's plain and simple.
Yep. And they've played that game.
But you're absolutely correct. I mean, heck, the moving up in the world, because I'm up there now, and so we have experiences, and, there were some girls who, went along with the program, and some didn't, and, it's all how you behave. It's all how you present yourself, and so.
Well, and I'm not blaming the women, necessarily, but that is what they're promoting as far as, that came out wrong, but I mean, they like you said, that's what they dress the part. I mean, it's been a long time joke about the Fox women. You know, mm-hmm. It's been a long time joke about that. And now they've got all these lawsuits going and everybody's surprised. It's crazy. You know, with all the things that are going on. And like I said, if we got $20 million or $2 million every time somebody made an inappropriate comment.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I might still be here because I really think what we're doing is important now that we've wasted all this time laughing about these. I have in my hand an article, Melody, that, kind of tells the tale here. We talk about the economy. We talk about the jobs. There's been a lot going on with Trump. He has been hot on the trail. I mean, he is definitely outdoing Hillary. I mean, as far as his stamina and how many places he goes and the rallies he holds and all this and that. But I have this article here that's titled "Government Workers Now." And I think this has been going on for a long time, but they outnumber manufacturing workers in this country by, 9,932,000. What does that say about the productivity of our nation? Because, government workers, they are paper shufflers, and they really don't produce anything. So what does that say, and why? I think it says a lot about why the economy is in the tank.
Well, certainly it does. And, again, it's another sign that our government has been overgrown. And, I'm going to take it all the way back to day one, the confiscation of our gold, taking us off the gold standard. Mm. They were allowed to create all these programs, all these social programs, and government was allowed to grow with no accountability. And here we are today for 2 years. They've suspended the debt ceiling. And, one of these days, the day of reckoning is coming due. There will be citizens of the U.S., we can't pay our bills anymore. So those dollars that you're holding, well, why don't you turn in 5 of them and we'll give you 50 cents for them?
Wow.
And because they're not going to be usable anymore after a certain date and time. And that's what governments do. I mean, it shouldn't be a shock to anyone because it's been done repeatedly around the world for as long as we can remember. And it's going to happen here, too, because there's just no turnaround time. I think we're past the point of a turnaround. Sure, we can come in and perhaps Mr. Trump could do some things in order to make it look like things are getting better. Maybe we'll have a year of, maybe he can create some, a little extra GDP more than Barack. But you know what? It's going to take years. It's going to take time. And I think the day of reckoning is coming before this country can really turn around. I believe just like anything else in our lives, anything we do, if you're on a bad path, lots of times you have to hit that rock bottom. I don't think, when we default, that will be our rock bottom. Then we can turn around. Hopefully there'll be people in government and those that will be able to create a system that will benefit the people of this country and not to around the world.
We're heading into a break. But, we're not the only ones suffering. So many other nations and countries are doing the same thing. I mean, they're all going on this. They're all standing on fiat money, which is nothing more than an IOU. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I will try to keep us on topic. I didn't intend to go off topic like I did there, but I'll tell you what. It is just crazy what's going on out here in this world. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you. sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is one of our sponsors, and I appreciate all that she does, and I want to make sure that you use Melody for all your needs. We're talking about your gold, your silver, and your, well, what do we say? Gold is your savings account, and silver is your checking account. And I want you to give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's her office number. Don't call her right this minute. She's busy with me. 1-800-375-4188. You can call her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. Visit her website, which is dgscoins.com. Well, we started out talking about the women on Fox and all the hoopla that's going on there with the lawsuits for sexual harassment. But one of the icons in the conservative world was Phyllis Schlafly, and we said goodbye to her this week.
Yeah.
She certainly, I got to meet her one time, and she was getting up in the years then, and I was just very impressed by her. She was just full of wisdom. She was full of, even at that point in time, she was full of energy, and she had a wisdom that connected dots, which I thought, you know, people who have that are just kind of, they're good to have around because they really do well. And she went through an awful lot here in the last year with this political arena being as such turmoil as it was in within her own group there at Eagle Forum. But she is someone to truly esteem. She was a lady, and we will miss her very much.
Yes, she was a very important. And I was at a conference where she was at.
Oh, wow.
Probably 10 years ago. So, yes, it has been a while. She was up there at that point in time and age. But, yes, she will be missed.
Yeah, absolutely, she will be missed.
But her hard work will carry on.
I believe so. I mean,
yes, yes.
She had she has family that's carrying on in Eagle Form, but many others. She's touched a lot of lives and changed some opinions, I think, once in a while. And she even changed her own once in a while when somebody would disappoint her. She'd get upset with them. She called it what it was, you know, when she got mad at these politicians when they said they were going to do one thing and did another. So, she, you know, she was an icon and definitely led the way for a lot of the conservative women. And she was always a lady, always dressed, always had her hair up. She was just always a beautiful person inside and out. At least that's how I saw Phyllis Schlafly, and we say goodbye to her. And that's painful thing to do. But back to the economy. You know, I was talking about the jobs. I had this little brief article that's coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I live in an area here where we're right by the state capitol. So there are numerous people here that rely on their livelihood because they have state jobs, state office jobs, and or other state jobs. Most of them are office jobs. And so, you know, I know that that there are an awful lot of these government-supported jobs. And by that, I mean your tax dollar supports these jobs. And I'm not putting down these workers. I know that some things have to be done, but it seems like we create more and more paperwork. And, of course, you and I both know, we've talked about it many times, about the bureaucracy that is mandating, regulating every industry in the United States. And Hillary can't wait to get in charge and shut down the coal industry and put coal people out of jobs. I'm going to get somebody on here about that. We need to talk about it again.
There's, what, 40,000 miners laid off during Obama's administration. And he's the first president on record not to see a single year 3% GDP growth.
Yes.
Even the latest quarterly GDP rate was 1.1%. And you were talking about employment. I saw some numbers today that 1 in 6 working-age males in America has no job. And this is worse than the Depression. This is worse than the Depression.
Yeah, I wondered why they don't call it a depression. What makes it different? Maybe somebody can explain that to me. What makes it different, a depression or a recession? I mean, people are out of work. I know back, you know, and as you say, our money has no worth. It has no backing. They took the gold standard out. And that's going, as we were going into the break, we were talking about that a little bit. That's a global problem. That's happening in other countries as well, where their currency is no different than ours as far as it has no backing.
Well, and true. And
I chased several things there. I apologize for that. I was trying to bring things together, but the difference between a depression and a recession, can you explain that to me? Why don't they call this a depression?
Well, it's very simple why they don't call it either a recession or a depression unless they're forced to, is because that changes people's attitudes. It makes them not spend. We're 70% of our economy is consumer-driven. So if consumers are out there, buy, you know, people, you know, the multinational corporations don't get richer. And it's really as simple as that.
Stimulate that economy.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Even after 9/11, you had radio. I can remember Rush coming out and say, you know, you folks got to go out there and buy. And look what happened. We ended up in 2008. You know, they call it the Great Recession. We've never come out of any of our recessions because all of the recessions that we left or supposedly came out and the economy grew and everything, it was all generated by debt.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't good working it wasn't a good working economy that brought us out of these recessions. It was debt. And they just have grown and grown, just like that snowball, or that, you know, little snowball starts at the top and just rolls bigger and bigger and bigger.
And goes faster.
Faster and faster. I mean, if we're looking at, you know, as I mentioned, you have the 1 in 6, working age males has no job under Obama. At the height of the 4.9%, This is what they tell us, and I don't believe that number. I believe it's a fictitious number if you use the real numbers and so forth. And John Williams what's his website? Well, my memory is failing me this morning.
Good morning.
Shadowstats.com. You know, he talks a much higher unemployment rate. But it is half of what it was at the height of the Great Recession. And that number hides a big problem. And we have these millions of men in their prime working years that have dropped out of the workforce. They're not even looking for a job. Many of them are working two part-time jobs to sort of equal what they had at a one job in the early 60s. Nearly 100% of men between the ages of 25 and 54 worked. That's fallen. We all know that.
Well, and we also know that once they've stopped collecting the unemployment benefit, they're no longer on the radar either. So the numbers are fudged.
They've really been doing
that for a long, long time. And we know, I mean, if you just look around in your own community, you know that it's higher than 4.9%. You know, it's...
Absolutely. And, you know, you get into this, too, and you know, it was funny, this article I was reading, they were saying, well, gee, what could be the cause of this? Well, we know what the cause of this is. You know, we have free trade agreements that were created. We have technology that's replacing jobs. And I don't believe a lot of these jobs are going to come back. In the 60s, very few women worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we have a large part of women that are doing the jobs that men used to do. And I don't believe every woman wanted to have a man's job, you know. But we were forced into that because our dollars didn't buy what they used to buy. Inflation kept getting higher. Taxes kept getting higher. The dollar purchased less, therefore forcing that other person in that household to go out and get a job to make ends meet. And then the carrot was dangled in front of us. We could get all these toys. We could, you know, we could live like the rich. You know, through debt, get you a few credit cards, you can mortgage your house, mortgage your car, or get car loans, get boat loans, and everything is good and dandy. Well, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
And
dandy.
We are in a sad state of affairs. And I really do believe gold and silver is the only way that's going to preserve any of your purchasing power through what we're going to face when this all comes to a peak.
And we're going to be coming into a break here, but I wanted to add, too, when we were talking about the stimulus, I kind of jotted that down. That was something, and I know you know, and I'm certain that our listeners do remember this, and that is when George Bush decided to give us that $600 stimulus money. That's the one thing they told us. Don't keep it. Go out and spend it and stimulate this economy. You know, it worked briefly, but it really didn't work. It's just it's a Band-Aid on something. It's a Band-Aid on a bleeding artery is what it is. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She's one of our sponsors from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Need you to put that down. You go to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. You can call her right here, right now, at 877-895-5410, or write this down to call her later and talk business. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. And I want you to make sure you write her phone number down and use her at 1-800-375-4188 is the office number. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. There's a newsletter there that I know you're going to love. It's packed full of all kinds of different information. And that is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can go to my website and just click on the icon that says Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And it'll get you right there. If you want to visit with us right now, the phone number is 877-895-5410. We are already halfway through today's show, Melody. It just goes so fast. Of course, we clowned around at first, but it just goes so fast. And there is so much to cover. So I kind of want to turn it over to you a little bit. I know you do your own show. People maybe don't know that. She does her own show where she educates her listeners about what's going on. And I'd like you to do that a little bit today. I didn't kind of forewarn you I was going to do that. But let's tell me what's going on, because I don't keep track of everything.
Well, if the listeners would like to go, you can listen to our program at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We archive it weekly, and then also we have a longer-term archive that you can go to if you have all that time to listen to them all. If you don't, we do that on a weekly basis. You can be there. Our program is 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and it takes us an hour or so to get the program up there afterwards, so be patient. If it's not up there yet, you'll hear the week before.
Now, is that right on your website, the DGSCoins.com?
That is right on the website. You go to the radio page.
I'm looking at it right
and
now.
And when it's live, there's a bar at the top of the page. It'll be red when you can listen live at 4 p.m. So you can listen live right from the website.
That's really easy. It's got a little microphone on the left-hand side. Just click on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we do that. And then it's played throughout the day many times on shortwave and some other local stations across the country. But we appreciate anyone who goes there and listens, because what you're going to get is you're going to get the truth. And that's one thing, you know, the program has been around for 20 years. Mm. I didn't do them all those 20 years, but since 2004. And, you know, we've had some great guests. I had some great hosts. I have a great host now, and I think folks will really enjoy the program. But we do talk about what's going on in the country, what's going on with our finances, and how's the best way to protect your purchasing power. One thing that irritates me is when I hear about these advertisements about the tax-free retirement accounts to where you can store your gold at home. But there was a Wall Street Journal report just earlier last week, I guess, September 2nd. But the IRS has already issued a warning about this. And so I've been saying this for even before this came out. You know, folks, you have to be careful. Do you really believe the IRS is going to allow you to store your metals at home? You know, you have to open up an LLC. There's reporting requirements on an annual basis. There's responsibilities. You just can't go open up an LLC and think that there's not going to be any sort of fees and dues and so forth after that first year. These gold companies charge, $500 to over $1,000 to do these forms for you. That's why they're telling you to do it. They make a lot of money on that. And yet, what do they have? They have no responsibility, because they're not going to be there when the first case goes to court to where the holder has to prove that they didn't benefit from this. And I wouldn't want to be that first case. So, again, if you have excess monies to have an attorney and you have a tax accountant and so forth, well, you know, take the risk. But that's what you're taking, is a very big risk. There's a lot of Internet and radio pitches for these IRA accounts that you can put your gold and silver bullion coins and store the metals at home or in a safety deposit box. It's an appealing ad. You know, you think that you're going to get protected from any stock market collapses or any type of government intrusion. Well, in my view, you're just asking for government intrusion when you do this. And certainly the ads, you know, everybody's showing the older couple, you know, thinking that they're having their metals safe. But I just don't believe that your metals are safe when you go through this type of a program. The IRS says it warns taxpayers to be wary of anyone claiming that precious metals held in your IRA can be stored at a home or in a safety deposit box. So, again, these disclaimers from these firms, they tell you they don't provide legal, tax, or investment advice. And so be very careful. And it's an easy pitch. And if it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
Pretty much that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It more than likely is. So do you have, what's going on? Is anything really happening in the gold and silver market right now?
Well, we've had some pressures. You know, it was a summer doldrums, and it was quiet in the metals. Silver Eagles with the U.S. Mint, I think it had one of the lowest months in August since 2013, but it seems like September has already rebounded. I think with this election, I think there's a lot of distractions. We've had a lot of very unusual weather across the country that people have been, you know, affected by. But gold and silver, I thought we'd see a little bit of pressure prior to the G20 meeting. That was this weekend, last weekend, and, of course, with the Labor Day holiday, which we did. We had a rebound yesterday. And I think we're going to continue to see, you know, gold and silver trade within this range. A lot of people are predicting things that will happen at the end of September. I know the Chinese currency gets admitted it was approved last year, but they only make the changes every 5 years, which is this year at the end of the month, September 30th. So a lot of people think the dollar is going to be revalued at that point in time. You know, if anybody knows anything about the IMF, I'm not so sure you're going to have the devaluation of the currency at that point in time. But I do think you could see some weakness in the dollar, which would be all good for gold. You know, you certainly would see gold and silver rise accordingly. I project anything between now and March. I think you're going to see a lot of strange things going on, okay. And anything could happen at any point in time. I think this election is a big election, it's very hard to connect the dots on a short-term basis.
Yes. We have a caller from Michigan, and we have Bruce. He has a question for you. Bruce, how are you today?
Okay, I've asked other gold and silver dealers about this and heard different things from them. How big of a problem do you, Melody, think counterfeit of silver in particular, but also gold coins, are? I know up to about 2 years ago, or maybe, QE3 or whatever it was, this wasn't such a problem, and I was always advised to buy old coins rather than bullion because bullion is confiscatable. Now I'm being advised to buy bullion because they're putting some kind of markers in it, and I wonder if they're also radioactive. So two questions. How serious is counterfeiting, and is there a health problem with modern bullion because they're marking them somehow?
You're going to hear all kinds of things in the gold and silver market. I don't believe counterfeit coins is a problem if you're buying it from a reputable person like myself. There's protocols we have in place. We deal with, if I added up all the years in business of the people that I deal with, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of years. We have experts. We get the product. If you buy from eBay, yeah, it's questionable what you're going to get.
Okay. Let's hang on, Bruce. She's not able to finish this because we're heading into a break. Let's hang on and get to this a little bit more in depth when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. You can give us a call here at 877-895-5410. And Beth and Melody and Bruce will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. 424.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. You can visit their website by going to DGS Coins. That's Discount Gold and Silver. DGScoins.com. And you can call her on the phone when she's off the phone with me at 1-800-375-4188. She has help, so somebody will answer the phone. 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to let you get back with your conversation there with Bruce. Melody?
And I want to say one more thing about the counterfeit coins. In my years of business, yeah, I've come across a couple of counterfeit coins. They were the older coins, but they have gold in them. And that's what they do in order to counterfeit them. They'll mix them with some gold with the rest of the alloys. And, you know, for the normal person, and, you know, you have to be active and look for it. We have protocols in place. I mean, I can't tell you how many people look at coins before you get them to make sure that that doesn't happen. So is it a common? I don't think so. And the places that you're going to find counterfeit coins, number one, eBay. Not to say everybody there is bad and is going to get counterfeit coins, but eBay. Your corner stores. The guy is not going to send me coins and wait for a check to come back if it's a fake coin. He's going to want to go into the corner local store. Hopefully he'll get an inexperienced person behind the counter, and he'll give them the counterfeit coin, and they'll pay him cash or whatever. He can turn around and walk, and no one is the wiser. That's where you're going to find the counterfeit coin. So unless you're an experienced buyer, you call someone like myself to get your gold and silver coins. As far as the health concerns, you're probably the air that you breathe would be more toxic than any gold or silver coin. Unless you're going to suck on your coins, for a cough drop or something, like the 100% silver to get the effects of, like colloidal silver, because, you know, silver does have a medicinal and antibiotic type effect. You're not going to get sick from your gold and silver coins. I would predict that those that are telling you this, they probably want to sell you some sort of a paper investment, some type of paper gold, so, you know, you don't have to worry about any ill effects. So when you get your coins, you're going to keep them in the containers and you're going to put them away. And if that's still a concern to you, well, then you buy old coins.
Yeah.
You don't buy the modern-issue coins.
One other little question, I'll let you go here. As the world economies get rottener and rottener, you know, is this counterfeiting going to get worse and worse? And isn't it a good idea to get your gold and silver sooner rather than later? Because, you know, like 10 years from now, half the coins out there might be counterfeit.
And we need to put him on the sales crew.
Well, I agree with you, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to it will be for you to purchase your gold and silver coins. And when I tell you that the product isn't available, but yet ABC dealer in this state has all the product available, then I would be cautious.
Okay.
Those are the signs that you're going to see, because we all buy our coins from the same people. We all deal with the same wholesalers. We all pay the same price. So the price that you pay is just really based on what a dealer wants to charge you for his commission, because we all pay the same price. And we get all the same, we get everything.
I should let you go here, but I did have one kind of sideways question here. Doesn't China now have most of the world's gold, and doesn't China produce most of the counterfeit too? Why are they doing that?
Because China can. I mean, there's no regulations or anything coming out of China. Look at all the bad things. Look at the drywall that came out of China that turned into black mold. Look at all the dog food, all the other food
that
comes out of China.
What about the baby food? Yeah, the baby food.
Look at all the baby food. Look at everything that comes out of China. They don't care. But yet the countries like the United States, hey, bring it in, because you know what? We export our inflation to China. They bring it in, and we pay the cheap prices. No one cares anymore. There's no quality measures in effect anymore. So you're right. Yeah. And again, be careful what you buy and where you buy.
Hey.
And it's the world we live in today.
All right. Well, thank you.
There are signs there. There are always signs. Just like I'm telling folks about these take your metals home and store them for your IRAs. Hmm. Do you know how many scams and so forth over the years I talk about, and you know, hey, people still go through with it thinking that I'm saving a little bit here, I'm saving a little bit there and so forth and whatnot, and then they get caught and they just end up losing and losing and losing. And I think this is another one. People are going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt bad. They're going to not only have to fight the IRS, and I can hear the thoughts now. Well, they have to find my gold first. They're not going to get it back. Okay, number one, they'll put liens on all your property. They'll freeze your accounts. Do I think that's right? No, it's terrible. It's awful. But that's what they'll do. And then you're stuck fighting them with attorney's fees and everything else just because you wanted to save a little bit and have that gold stored in a safety deposit box in your town. You know what? You're better off just sell your IRA, take the hit on the penalty, take the hit if you're 59 and a half younger, take the tax penalties, buy your gold outright, and take physical delivery of it. It's that simple.
And then be careful how you keep it.
And be careful, and don't suck on it so you don't get sick.
Yeah, don't suck on it. It's not a cough drop. Even though it's pretty and shiny, it's not a cough drop. You know, we're about out of time here.
I want to thank Bruce. Those are great questions.
I thought they were, too. You know, especially the China issue is pretty much at the forefront this week because of the meetings this last weekend. Besides Hillary's coughing, they were talking about Obama's embarrassment, you know, the fact that he is not looked up upon, you know, by foreign countries. They don't, they have no respect for him, which means they have no respect for the U.S. right now. So that's kind of in the forefront of what's going on and what went on this weekend at China. So do you have a package that you want to offer or just want to have my listeners give you a holler?
Actually, we were actually selling 21 Morgans at $23 a piece. Heck, your Silver Eagles are almost at the same price.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a great time to be buying some Silver Morgans almost at the same price of Silver Eagles. So if you want some of that old silver dollar, something that's still spendable, even though you don't want to do it, but in an extreme emergency, you could. It's a great value. They're very stable. They don't fluctuate. The price doesn't fluctuate as much as the spot price of silver does. So if you don't have any in your portfolio, we got some beautiful ones, so they can give us a call on the 1921 Morgan Silver Dollars. These are VG Plus condition.
All right. Well, I'm going to give the number. It's 1-800-375-4188. Give Melody a call and just kind of chat with her and see what would be best for you. She's not a financial advisor, but she knows her business and she can help you.
I'm a common sense advisor.
There you go. And it's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, thank you so much for being with us again today. We appreciate it so much. Thank you, Bruce, for calling. And those were great, great questions and something that we all need to never think you've got a dumb question, because there's somebody else out there thinking the same thing. So we need to ask it and get the answers. It takes every single one of us to figure things out sometimes, and Melody's she's got 20 years plus experience in this, and she knows what she's doing, and she knows what she's talking about. I appreciate her so much. She's one of our sponsors, and it takes all of us to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
796-2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.